Phoenix FM.
Potentially life-changing
news.
Injuries. Among them are two children. Met Superintendent Gabriel Cameron says many agencies are now involved in searching for 35-year-old Abdul Azedi, who's got significant wounds around his right eye.
We're working alongside Northumbria. We believe the male is from the Newcastle area. BTP, British Transport Police, are also working alongside us as well. So we will catch him. I'm wholeheartedly confident.
Another four people have been charged in connection with the deaths of teenagers Mason Wrist and Max Dixon in Bristol on Saturday. Two boys are accused of murder. The DUP has asked for the Speaker to recall the Northern Ireland Assembly on Saturday so power sharing can resume. It follows Commons' approval of legislation which will end post-Brexit checks on goods passing between Britain and Northern Ireland. The head of the Bank of England insists the cost of borrowing won't be kept at its current level of 5.25% any longer than it needs to be. He signalled interest rates could soon come down. In sport, West Ham came from behind to secure a 1-1 Premier League draw with Bournemouth. Manchester United are looking for a win at Wolves. Live to Frank Watson at Molineux.
It's Wolves 2, Manchester United 3. Thrilling last few minutes in prospect. 2-0 up at the break. United missed chances to put it to bed, but Wolves pegged them back with a Sarabia penalty. McTominay then scored from a corner, but Wolves have just got a second through. Maximilian Kilman, 3 minutes left. Wolves 2, Manchester United 3.
And it's been confirmed that Lewis Hamilton will join Ferrari at the end of the current Formula One season. He's called the decision to leave Mercedes after 11 years one of the hardest he's ever had to make. That's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
I see them blonde, don't wear Louis Vuitton. I ain't picture perfect, babe. I like my comfort clothes and a Netflix show. Only a plate on a Saturday. Hate to admit when I'm wrong, complicated and strong. Writing country songs, don't feel
The new anthem of any UK cowgirl. That was Katie Rigby opening tonight's homegrown special with her latest single called Past Life Cowgirl. Katie was our first ever special guest of this year's broadcast, and we spoke together back at the very beginning of January about her love of country music and all things Nashville and her want of a Nashville equivalent over here, which is something I hope to replicate in tonight's special. Tonight is a homegrown special, which means that for the next 2 hours, I'm only going to be playing music from a UK-based artist and UK-based artists only. Together, we're going to make our way through a catalogue of British cowgirl and cowboy stories from artists such as Kezia Gill to Joshua Thomas, all the way to Chloe Chadwick and the Palomino Kings. You're listening to The Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM, your weekly dose of country music each and every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. In support of our homegrown special, I'm going to be including this week's very special guest, Claudia Stark, to discuss her latest live EP called Live at Key West Studios. Alongside her work as part of Briggs and the Stark duo that we had on the show last year, Claudia also releases solo projects, and I might say also plays both the flute and the guitar on her solo projects wonderfully too. We're going to be diving into her latest string of live shows which have been happening up and down the country, as well as the production behind her latest EP. She'll be featuring on the show at 10:30 p.m. In the meantime, our second homegrown artist to be played on this week's special comes from TV personality Megan McKenna. You may remember her from her time on Celebrity Big Brother or from her TOWIE days. However, since winning X Factor's Celebrity special, she was mentored by Louis Walsh when she was on that show. She has redirected her talents from reality TV to a country music career. In 2018, she released a country pop album called Story of Me, having a lot of the songs on that album being written, actually, by Catherine McGrath. And since then, she's continued to release her music independently. And while she's yet to release a second album, she has been releasing a long line of really, really strong singles, such as this next track. This is Megan McKenna with Too Late.
My mother always told me, hold your head up high and tell the truth. So when you're feeding me light late at night and you're keeping me waiting under my own roof, I put myself first, 'cause now I know what I deserve and need.
she's an open door, solid as a rock, but she gave it all. It's tough as hell, but she knows too well that love can make a fight. She's been afraid for a little too long, but lost for a while, but she found her way home. To free her soul, yeah, she's letting go, 'cause time has made it right. Darkest night, color in her dreams and a guiding light. He's a home when she's all alone. He's brought her back to life and pulled her back from a beaten track. Kept in light before a world turned back. And never cries when he's on her mind. The souls are intertwined. They're a team, they're a broken clock, lost in time, never giving up. They live their days through each other's lives. Now love has made it right.
Southend, that was Ryan and Terry's favourite band called Holloway Road, who are now making a comeback following their live performance as the opening act for Remember Monday just before Christmas. Jack and Robert of the country pop duo used to actually be in a rock band, a punk band, before pivoting towards a more country sound. They performed alongside US and Canadian chart toppers like Lindsay L, Walker Hayes, Daniel Bradbury and Lauren Elena. Their musical influences span from George Strait all the way to Stormzy. That was Holloway Road with If She Falls. You're listening to Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM, your weekly dose of country music each and every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. Be sure to stay tuned to hear our upcoming special guest, though, Claudia Stark, who will be here to discuss her latest live EP called Live at Key West Studios. Our next artist, though, comes all the way from Devon in England. Last year, he released a YouTube acoustic series called the Dartmoor Acoustic Sessions, one of my favourites of that series being his performance of a track called The One Who Drives. But the next track I picked out for you all actually comes from his Five Songs, One Mic EP that he released last December. This is Joshua Thomas with Gotta Know.
Secrets you hold. You've been running from the law now since you were 20 years old. Burning up, trailing sky, sunset.
that moon in that sky. I gotta know where your secrets go. You've been hiding in the shadows since you were 20 years old. In the fern only happens round here when the sun lays low. Outlaw still, all your life, drinking whiskey, the firing line. I gotta know where your secrets go. You're still running from the law now, and you're 40 years old. You're still out there now. Never gonna find you. It's hopeless trying to catch you. Chasing your shadows all the way. It's a smoke and mirrors game. Now you're on your way.
Yeah. could have said, I don't wish it said. Got all the best thoughts in the back of my mind. I'm never brave enough to admit that they're mine. Can we rewind time? Rewind time. Oh, oh, oh. Walking home alone, London town is shining bright over my soul. All my words again. Time to make a change. Things cannot keep going on where they are. Oh, what to figure out? What I need to say? What I have to say? I got all the right words on my tongue, but nothing comes out till the moment's gone. Can we
Stark, who we've previously interviewed as part of Briggs & Stark, but we've got to talk about your new solo projects, which I'm really, really excited to talk about. You had a really, really busy January so far. You've been gigging like crazy. For me, January is such a quiet month, and you're like, I'm going to do this show, do this show, do this show. So you've done two live sessions. You've done a show at Magical Fire and Potteries as well with Noel and McGabe, a show at the Fiery Bird. Are you planning just to like tour as much as you can this year?
Probably not, actually. The January ended up being like a mental month touring wise or like gig wise. And I don't really know how that happened. I think we ended up getting some things in the diary last minute, but we especially shows like The Pottery is such a gorgeous show and we love playing there. So that was with Briggs that I did that one. And then, the Fiery Bird show was another really lovely show. So I actually wasn't planning on playing so many shows at the start of this year and kind of having a chill lead up into the year, especially with Briggs and I having our, like, another single release coming up a bit later. We haven't really announced it yet, but here we go. It's announced. We have another single release coming up. But, yeah, it wasn't really the plan, but I guess we'll see what the year brings.
Now, you've done one show with Niall, and he's actually an Irish singer. He's all the way from Clare Island, which is like a really, really tiny island, west of Ireland. How did you find out about him, and how did you find his music?
So I actually only found out about his music through getting that show. I'd heard the name before, but the Fiery Bird, Elaine, who is one of the founders of the Fiery Bird, she's actually Irish, so I think she's trying to get a lot more Irish music into the venue, especially because there's not that much folk music happening around our area. So that was really, really lovely to be asked. They try and get as many local artists as possible and support slots if it's an option. So I actually only found out about his music through that, and I listened to it before the show and I just loved it, and like I couldn't wait to play the show just so I could watch his set. So yeah, that was a really nice one.
Now, during your set, while you do play the guitar is one of your main instruments, you also play flute as well. And I feel like this might be me saying this as like a non-flute player, but I feel like a lot of flute musicians normally take a more like classical music kind of pathway. When and why did you start learning the flute?
So I actually did learn through that kind of classical pathway, which is why it's actually been quite an interesting process bringing it into the kind of pop style, because yeah, I used to play in orchestras every week, and initially I actually thought that would be more the branch of music I would go down, but as soon as I started writing songs, I felt like I wanted to be able to use words as well. I've always loved writing stories and stuff, so I kind of wanted to combine the music and the stories. But yeah, I started playing the flute when I was 8 years old, so quite young, and I did all the classical stuff, and I did all the grades, and then I kind of stopped playing it for a while when I was doing the guitar and singing, and it's actually just been now that I'm doing this project with Briggs that I'm not playing the guitar all the time, so I can actually play the flute live in some of the tracks, which has been really nice.
So when you started to write your own songs, did you write your first ever song on the flute, or did you write on guitar?
I didn't tend to write music on the flute, but I was always kind of writing and singing various tunes and stuff when I was, you know, like trying to write something. But it wasn't until I played the guitar that I really properly started writing songs.
Do you remember what your first ever song was about?
I remember being absolutely appalled once when I heard Baker Street on the radio, because I thought that I'd written that. I'd written it at home and I was like, this is the best song ever. It's going to be so famous. And I heard it in the car with my parents once, and I was like, oh my God, they've stolen my song. And I thought I'd written Baker Street. So there was that, or otherwise probably just being upset that a boy at school didn't want to hold my hand when I wanted to hold his hand or something.
Is the sky blue? If the glass is warm, looking down at the place where we lost hope. You mirror truthful thoughts, but the glass, it'll break just like before. Far away, I will stray, travel better days. Far away, they will say you are not this way. And I doors are a welcome sight. Lock me into the work where I feel warm. Talk of the storms we're in. Show me somewhere I have people listening. Far away, I will stray, travel better days. Far away, they will say you are not. Path grows on. I can make it on my own.
Facebook, on your Instagram, you're quite open about like your personal life in the sense of like your travelling and your trips. Last year you've done tons of travelling, you revisited Jersey, and over the years on social it seems like you keep to go back to Jersey a lot. How are you connected to Jersey?
Yeah, so Jersey is very much like a home away from home for me. I do love doing a lot of travelling, and it's one of the things I get a lot of joy out of in my life and visiting new places. But Jersey I always go back to because it's a family link. So my grandma's lived there for many years, so I always used to go over there to visit her, and then it's just a beautiful place anyway. And she actually passed away last year, but she got to the grand old age of 98, which is amazing. So yeah, it was kind of nice to go back there with the whole family and be able to celebrate her life. So that was kind of the main reason we were back there last year. But I've always visited it throughout the years, and I find it a very like beautiful and inspiring place to be.
Now, I can imagine, is she someone that you always shared your music with?
I did actually, yeah. I think she worried, kind of classic that generation, she worried about me not being able to make a living from it. And I mean, I do it. It's not my sole source of income, so she was right. But she did always love it. My dad's also a guitarist, and you know, and she's kind of, you know, had him growing up playing music. So I think she loved that kind of family connection was still there when she would hear us playing together. And we actually, at her wake, the few of us in the family are musical, and we all played music together and sung, and it was really nice.
Oh, that must have been beautiful. So you've recently recorded a new live EP, and while it's your first live EP, it's not like your first ever EP. You've released other previous EPs before. Your 2019 EP called Songs About Someone Else, which you actually worked on with another artist called Zach Johnson, the opening track really, really drops you into the middle of like this ongoing search for like really strong love and like a love that just serves you. And it's a track called A Love Like That. How was the track created and how is it produced? What kind of process did it go through?
Yeah, so that EP was actually a really fun project to work on because Zach and I brought two different songs each to the EP. So as opposed to Briggs and I, where we're kind of collaborating fully on the songs, what Zach and I did, we wanted to just create something and have a collaboration with another artist. So we each brought two songs and then we worked on each other's tracks. So for example, I added kind of more harmonies to his and he added more guitar parts to mine. So A Love Like That was actually a song that Zach had already written and he brought to the EP, and his songs on there are so lovely. And we actually recorded the full EP and kind of produced it ourselves from each of our houses. So just between like working jobs and stuff, we'd drop at each other's houses and do some recording, and then our friend Jack mixed it for us. So it was a fun process. It was just kind of like friends getting together and making something. I really enjoyed it.
I've been searching for that holy road. Oh, I found the rivers crashing on stones. Tired of waiting for the sun to rise. So I'm gonna find myself some other kind of light. And we'll go down together, singing old songs together. And we'll know nothing's better than this. I wanna know that I'm on your mind.
love like that, it takes a little time. Maybe there's no holy road. I'm starting to like these rivers crashing on stone. And gone are the days when our eyes quickly fade. Now a thousand words mean a thousand words. And we're holding on to everything that hurts. Old things take time, that's what I like. And we'll go now together, singing old songs together. And we'll know nothing better than this. I wanna know that I'm on your mind. But a love like that, it takes a little time. I wanna feel like we're by design. But a love like that, it takes a little time. Oh, a love like that, it takes a little time. And we'll go down together, singing old songs together. And we'll know nothing's better than this. I wanna know that I'm on your mind. But a love like that, it takes a little time. I wanna feel like we're by design. But a love like that, it takes a little time. All in love like that, it takes a little time.
Now moving on to your latest release, it's live at Key West Studios, and in this live evening you actually revisit an older track called Short Fuse. Why did you decide to include this older song in a mix of new songs?
I've always really loved playing short fuse. I kind of have it as either at the end of my set, especially if I'm playing somewhere that's either a bit noisier or just a kind of maybe a slightly bigger audience and I want to end the set with a bit of a bang, then I finish with short fuse. But the way I play it live solo is very different from how it sounds on the EP with a full band. It's kind of got, you know, notes of the full band track, but I really wanted to have a version of just how I play it, kind of with power but still that kind of intimacy of being fully just a guitar and a voice. And I just thought it'd be nice to have a recording of that. And that was kind of the premise behind the whole EP, really, was to have something that sounds exactly like I do when people see me just playing, singing guitar.
Now, obviously, it's called Live at Key West Studios because it was recorded at Key West Studios. Why did you choose that particular place to record the EP?
I'd wanted to record at Key West for a very long time, actually, and they've always been based in Gosport, and I mentioned to them kind of over the years that I wanted to record a live session there, and then kind of with breaks from music or being busy or working with a band or whatever it was, it just kind of never came to fruition. And then after I'd had a bit more of a break from music again, I'd kind of go in and out, you know, enjoying it, so I decided I wanted to come back and record something, and that was the live EP. And I just thought I should really get back in touch with Key West, and it was amazing because it was just when they'd moved studio to this beautiful church, so it was absolutely stunning to film in. And I've uploaded two of the videos from that live EP, and I've got two more to upload. It's just stunning, so the timing worked out really well. They'd just moved into this new studio, and yeah, they're great to work with, and Briggs and I have actually recorded our recent stuff with them as well, so yeah, just great relationship and great location.
Mm-hmm.
while I'm sitting here watching clock hands rolling by. The irony is I could have been elsewhere, paving my way to the finish line. But what I'm missing is force from the blind conscience that I bear. Cause when my awakens are wearing thin, some waves are crashing distant on the shore. So tell me, what do you know? And if what I'm showing is getting there, cause my time is running out. Time's tight and running out on me if you're sure. Then tell me, why am I craving more? Cause my time is running out. Time's tight and running out on me once more. If it's by the files, they'll be far enough behind. And not my time. So tell me who turned the lights on from the I keep stumbling on, and karma's turning a blind eye. And though I see the night signs on, its battered fuse won't hold out very long, very long. So tell me, what do you know? And if what I'm showing is getting there, cause my time is running out. Time's tight and running out on me if you're sure. Then tell me, why am I craving more? Cause my time is running out. Time's tight and running out on me once more. I'm waiting at the door. Oh, no one lets me in, cause I can't let this one go. So tell me, what do you know? And if what I'm showing is getting there, cause my time is running out. Time's tight and running out on me if you're sure. Then tell me, why am I craving more? Cause my time is running out. Time's tight and running out on me once more.
Great location. It's a really, really beautiful location as well, because not only was the EP recorded live there, there's also at the moment uploaded two music videos to go along the EP. You've got a music video for a track called Broken, and then you've got a music video for another track called I Won't Question Everything. And I think they both really give an insight into anyone who's yet seen you live, what your live set would look like. And you actually edited the videos as well. Do you usually edit the videos?
Yeah, so my job by day actually is a video editor. So that's another part of my like creative life that I absolutely love. And I feel very lucky that I get to do, you know, a really creative job to make money in the day and then also still work on my music and be creative in that way. And it's lovely that the parts of the two things kind of interlock, especially because working on music videos is kind of how I got into being a videographer and an editor in the first place. So yeah, I like to do it where I can, and I think sometimes to my detriment. For example, my single Broken that I released before this EP, which has a bit more production on it, I recorded a music video for that ages ago, and I'm being too picky over it, and I haven't been able to release it. So I'm going to try and release that this year as a bit of a throwback. But that can be the problem with, you know, making and editing all your own stuff, is being too nitpicky over it. But I like to do it when I can.
Yeah, because I can imagine you've got a very different approach when you have to edit your own stuff. I imagine it being a bit like when you hear yourself singing back for the first time.
Yeah, I think I would definitely agree that it's like, you know, when you hear yourself for the first time or something like that. The thing with me is I'm not an actress, and I would never claim to be an actress. So for me, I find it quite uncomfortable built like filming in the music videos, which is effectively what that one is that I haven't released. But with the live session, I actually didn't have a problem with it. I think because I was actually singing and playing live, it just felt like it's what I do and what I'm comfortable with. And in terms of the filming, Emma Hiley from Context Film recorded it, and she's amazing, and she did a great job with all the angles and stuff. So when I was editing it together, I had such good stuff to work with. Yeah, it's just a case of kind of picking what you think fits the best, or yeah, what flows the best. But I have kind of a great base of footage to work with for that one.
Now, the EP opens in a new track called I Won't Question Everything. What was kind of going on at the time when this track was being written?
So with I Won't Question Everything, I was having, I guess, like a friendship breakup. I sort of had out of nowhere this friend sort of slowly cutting themselves out of my life, and I just, it felt very cruel to me the way it was done, and I was really struggling to kind of think, what have I done wrong, or, you know, what could I be saying differently to maybe change the situation? I was kind of going through a bad time with my mental health at the time anyway, just overthinking everything in my life. And this song sort of came out of that situation, and I actually went away on holiday with some of my best friends, and that was kind of the crux for me of being like, I can't always think it's something I can change, or can't always just be thinking it's something that's my fault. And this song kind of came out of those opposite situations of amazing friends and friends who maybe aren't treating you the way you deserve to be treated. So yeah, I was really, really proud of this song, actually, and I think it says kind of exactly what I wanted to say at that moment in time.
I think it's such an important topic to talk about, which I don't think like about a lot, where there's a lot of breakup songs.
Mm-hmm.
Breakups, and I feel like there's now a bit more relationship songs about parental relationships and relationships with our mums, with our dads, but there's not a lot about like friendship breakups, and they happen.
Yeah, and they can be some of the most like painful ones as well, friendship breakups. I think especially, I find, you know, as an adult, I don't really have any confrontation or anything with friends, so when something like that happens, you just think, like, what's going on? How has this happened? So, I think it's definitely something that we could do with having some more songs about.
The latest single from the EP, it's the second song on the track list. It's a track called Broken. Why did you choose this song to be the leading single from the EP?
So Broken, I'd actually written, I'm trying to think if I wrote it before or after I Won't Question Everything. But either way, I released that initially as kind of a track with production on it, because it was another song that I was really, really proud of when I wrote it. And it kind of encompassed what I'd been going through for a fair amount of years, and why I'd been kind of holding back from recording music, which was just that my mental health was like very poor in the gutter. So it'd just been difficult to kind of bring myself to record stuff. And when I wrote this song, I felt like, again, it kind of encompassed everything that I've been feeling about my depression. And I kind of just thought it's actually important for people to hear this. And when I decided to release it, I'm really glad I did, because I had some friends reach out who just said they loved the song and they kind of really connected with it. So that's why I released that one as a single. And then I also really wanted to include it on this live EP, just to kind of go full circle. And I felt like it suited kind of the style of the other tracks on the EP.
Now, I'm really eager to hear the track now. I think our listeners are now really eager to hear the track. Would you like to introduce the song for us all?
I'm Claudia Stark, and you're listening to The Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM, and this is my latest single called Broken.
Tumbling away from all the facts, all I see is you, all I see is us. I
I think I should leave, and I don't want to cause a fuss, and you wonder why I run and hide. Someone please fix what's broken inside. Sometimes I'm crude, but that's the way that I choose. Some run scared, but I prefer that I'm not bored or unamused, and that's the truth. And I can't care if it suits you. I'll be a broken wheel that's tumbling my way away from you. All I see is you. All I see is us. I think I should leave, and I don't want to cause a fuss. And you wonder why I run and hide. Someone please fix what's broken inside. At all. I think I should leave, and I don't want to cause a fuss. And you wonder why are you running by? Oh, can you feel what's broken inside? Someone please fix what's broken inside.
From her live at Key West Studios EP, that was Claudia Stark with her most recent single called Broken. You can find Claudia on socials at Facebook, Instagram and X, all that lovely stuff at Claudia Stark Music. Be sure to tune in again next week where I'll be speaking with former Eden Edge band member Hannah Blaylock. She's since embarked on her solo career with the release of her debut album, Queen, and now her sophomore album called The Fall and Rise LP. Let's return now to our homegrown special where I'll only be playing music from UK-based artists and UK-based artists only. Together, we're going to be making our way through a catalogue of British cowgirl and cowboy stories from artists such as Wandering Hearts to Remember Monday, all the way to Morgan Way and now Wall Thomas with Come Back Baby.
Every time I go away, it's so strange. I wanna come back, baby.
back, baby. Your lips say my name like a summer's day.
Same, and I'll be just fine.